We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your drive to work is a whole lot better with Elizabeth and Radar.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
On the mix. Reddit rants. Oh, there's so many of them. And it's all kinds of different topics, from parenting to people that are cheating to your coworkers.
Uh-oh.
And that is the Reddit rant from this morning from user DannyLou3000. This is the Reddit rant, and we want you to call in and give us your take on this. What's your opinion? Have you been through something like this? Can you relate? And it's all about coworkers speaking in a different language when this Reddit ranter is around.
Secret, secret.
Are there secrets?
Mm.
So this is what DannyLou3000 said. Okay. A group of girls at my work switch back and forth from German to English while talking to each other. At first, it didn't bother me, but after a while, it seems like they're doing it so they can talk about people without them knowing. I can't prove this, but I feel like I can read their body language. It's rude and makes me feel paranoid. Why else would someone speak a different language around people who they know can't understand them? That's Reddit rant from @DannyLou3000. And I feel like I've been there.
Oh, I have totally been there as a coach of a youth softball team.
Really?
We had parents who were Croatian. And anytime they talked to their daughter, they would talk, you know, in English. But then all of a sudden they'd switch and I go, okay, wait a minute. Are you talking about me? And they'd always laugh and say, no, no, coach, we're not talking about you. But in the back of my mind, I was like, they're talking about me, aren't they? Aren't they? And I would always say that. It, what'd your dad say? Oh, he just said I had a good game. That was an awful lot to say just for, you know, you had a good game or what do you want for lunch? No, like, what are they saying? But they would never, they always said, no, we're not talking about you. But I always kind of had that weird feeling like they're saying something, aren't they?
Because aren't you thinking to yourself, if you are having a conversation with someone and other ears can hear,
yeah,
perhaps maybe talk about it in English, a language that we can all understand. I oftentimes wonder when I watch the Bucks games, when Giannis and Thanasis are talking to each other, are they talking in Greek or are they speaking in English? Because if it's about the game, you're going to want other players to hear what you're talking about.
My mom would tell me that when my grandparents, who were Polish, when they would go into the Polish towards each other, she's like, oh, yeah, nope, they're saying something bad. And I'm
so
like,
they are.
What are they saying? And why do they have to do that? Why do they have to slip into that? Is it because they can enunciate better? They can understand each other better? What's the deal?
Well, there was a point in time when we were at a nail salon and the people that were doing our nails were speaking a different language.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, they were absolutely talking about my girlfriend, and she felt that way too. You could just tell.
If only they had the closed caption pop up.
The way their body moves. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What are you really saying?
Or maybe you just turn on your phone, your iPhone.
Yes.
Try to do translation.
Good idea.
Watch
what are they
out.
Saying?
Okay, that's this morning's Reddit rant, and this is one that I'm curious if any of you can relate to this. Have you been through an experience like this? Or maybe you're someone that you know more than one language, and do you speak about other people in front of them but in a different language?
And why?
Do you have something to add to today's Reddit rant? Call now, 414-432-1099.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
Charmin, thanks for calling in to be a part of today's Reddit rant. We're talking about if people know a different language than those in the room, do they talk about other people in that language because they can't understand them?
What are you saying about us?
So what I'm thinking is, like, the USA actually doesn't have an official language. And so, like, my mom is Hispanic and my dad's Indian, and I speak to both of them in their native languages.
You do? And that's impressive.
That's so cool.
It's sometimes easier just to convey your message. Sometimes the translations don't translate correctly when you speak.
And that's what I kind of thought with my grandparents growing up. I mean, they're long past, but I always was thinking, well, maybe they can, you know, get the translation, like you said, or understand things
a little bit easier. It's just easier. Yeah. They can say it in their language.
And that's the thing. Like, I speak Spanish pretty fluently, but when I go visit my mom's home country, like, I try to speak, like, as well as I can, but if I can't, obviously I'm going to speak Spanish or English.
Sure.
Just, like, you know what I mean?
So you're not necessarily talking bad about the people around you.
It's just easier.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Charmin, thanks for the call. Have a great day. We'll talk to you another time. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, Brenda. So your husband speaks Spanish. And tell us a little bit about when you guys are out and about. Are you speaking Spanish with him? And are you talking about other people when they're in the room just because you're not speaking straight English?
Well, the way it started was when I met his family, they would speak about me in Spanish, not realizing that I could understand some. Once they realized...
Brenda, go ahead. Guess what? I got a dirty little secret for you.
Wait, tell us more about that.
Yeah.
When did they finally realize you could understand?
His brother and his uncle were talking about a restaurant that I liked, and his brother and his uncle were talking, and his brother said, you know, she's white, she doesn't realize that they have cockroaches, and he said it in Spanish, and I said in English, a lot of restaurants have cockroaches you don't know about, and he turned around and he said, holy, she understands.
Got him.
Yeah, I guess you just, you know, you can't assume nowadays. And did they apologize?
No, they laughed about it, and they would try for years to do this, but I got pretty fluent in my understanding of Spanish pretty quickly. But then, truthfully, it is interchangeable, because even now that I speak it more, oftentimes you will find yourself kind of talking a little Spanish, little English, which is why they call it Spanglish.
Yeah.
A little of both.
Yeah.
And you don't even really think that you're doing it. It just kind of happens. But for sure, absolutely. People with a second language will do that. My husband still does it. When he's around white people that he thinks don't understand, he will talk dirt in Spanish. Absolutely.
Ooh. Oh,
okay,
dang.
So we're not crazy, and we have moments where we feel like, oh my gosh, I think they're talking about me. I mean, you could tell 100%. If people
that
speak English are talking about you.
Right,
I mean, you
exactly.
can just tell.
Yeah. Well, good for you for 100%. Catching for catching them in the act there. Like, haha, guess what? I know
exactly.
what you're saying.
Well, thanks
all
for shedding some light on that, Brenda.
Yeah, thanks, Brenda.
Okay. All right, bye.
Talk to you again. Bye. Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sam.
All right, Deanna. So one final call on this. What do you think about the Reddit rant about people that speak another language talking about other people in the room who can't speak that same language?
So I have definitely been there. I actually got so spiteful and, like, suspicious thinking that I started learning Spanish to see if my coworkers were talking about me. And lo and behold, they were definitely talking a lot of crap about me. And when they started finding out that I learned it, and once they figured out I had learned Spanish, they had stopped.
You put a lot of effort in. You went as far as to learn the language to bust these people?
Well, and it was so, well, and it's a good thing to know anyway, just for, you know, a normal sake of, you know, like, conversation, because
sure.
I'd like to, you know, get to know my coworkers better. A lot of them didn't speak English, you know, at that time, so it was good just to communicate, because I was in charge, so I kind of had to, you know, break the barrier, but they didn't like that I was in charge, and I was a lot younger than a lot of them, so there was animosity about my age, and then about, you know, they called me a lot of, I had a lot of nicknames.
What was one of the things that you learned that you heard them say, and you turned around and said, gotcha, because I know what you said? What was one of them?
Well, a lot of them are probably not appropriate for the radio
okay.
that they were calling
All right.
me.
Oh my gosh.
The
like
queen
that.
Was the biggest thing that they had called me.
The
and
queen.
I was like, okay. I'm like, I'll take the queen. That's fine. But some of the other ones were, they were not so nice.
Okay. Well, queen, you'll take.
But you know, it just goes to show.
Whatever.
It does just go to show, though, that when you're trying to give somebody a message of some kind,
your
body language tells way more than what the words are that you're actually
saying. And you're laughing when people walk past you. Like, I totally get roasting your coworkers, but you got to at least do it when they can hear you. I'll take some jokes. You know, you can make fun of me, but at least, you know, do it when I can understand
it. Good for you for doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah. Well, and now, you know, people need to pay attention. If you're out in the world and you're saying some things.
Yeah, you might not want to.
You have no idea. Don't just judge an appearance. Whether or not you think they can understand you or not.
Truth. Thank you so much for the call and the laugh this morning.
Bye.
Bye.
Elizabeth and Radar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.